Morning Watch, Crystallization, Study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther, Week 10. The central and crucial point of the recovery books of Ezra and Nehemiah, the proper and adequate leadership in the Lord's recovery. Tuesday, related verses. 1 Timothy 1, verses 3 and 4. Even as I exhorted you when I was going into Macedonia to remain in Ephesus in order that you might charge certain ones not to teach different things, nor to give heed to myths and unending genealogies which produce questionings rather than God's economy which is in faith. Acts 2 verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the teaching, in the fellowship of the apostles, in the breaking of bread, and the prayers. 2 Thessalonians 2 verse 13. But we ought to thank God always concerning you, brothers beloved of the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning unto salvation in sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 1. Therefore, having this ministry as we have been shown mercy, we do not lose heart. Ephesians 4, verses 3 to 6. Being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace, one body and one Spirit, even as also you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Related reading. According to my knowledge of the New Testament, the apostles have no authority in themselves to control the churches. Only the word ministered by them has authority. If the churches and the saints go on according to the word, according to God's oracle, the apostles have no authority to touch the churches. But if a church goes astray or is misled, then the apostles have the obligation and responsibility to deal with the situation according to God's word, which has authority. Therefore, Paul says, "What do you want? Should I come to you with a rod or in love and a spirit of meekness?" He also told them that he was present in spirit to deal with the sinful one among them, and to cast him out. The authority of apostles is spiritual and is in their ministry of the word. They have no authority in position to interfere with the church affairs. Among the children of God in today's New Testament economy, there is actually no leadership in the natural sense. There is no official, permanent, organizational leader among the apostles. The same is true regarding the elders in a local church. Furthermore, all the churches are on the same level. There is no unifying organization. Likewise, all the regions, districts, and areas of the work are on the same level. There is no organization, no hierarchy, and no official permanent leader. Rather, we all respect and honor the headship of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the New Testament, there is only one ministry and only one leadership in the ministry. Although there is the truth of the leadership in the New Testament ministry, the Lord did not officially appoint someone to be the leader. The early part of Acts shows us that Peter was taking the lead among the apostles. However, the Lord Jesus did not appoint Peter to be an official leader. The leadership was something spontaneous according to life, according to the real need, and according to the situation. A leadership is shaped by the growth in life and is an issue of the need. If there is no need, no leadership can be manifested. Because the ministry is one, there should never be more than one leadership. There is also one unique leadership since God, the Lord, and the Spirit all are one. The one unique leadership is for keeping the oneness of the Spirit for the body of Christ. Today's Christianity is divided because there are too many leaderships. Every leader has a group that is the sphere of his leadership, and that sphere becomes a division. Thus, if the matter of leadership is not applied or viewed properly, it will create division. The leadership is produced, strengthened, and also limited, restricted in the apostles' teaching. In 1 Timothy 1, verses 3 and 4, Paul charged Timothy to remain in Ephesus to do one thing with a definite purpose. He was there to charge the dissenting ones not to teach the things different from the economy of God in faith. He had to charge these ones not to teach things that were different from the apostles' teaching, which is concerning God's New Testament economy, to dispense the process triune God into his chosen and redeemed people, that Christ might have a body to express himself, and that the triune God might have a complete, eternal expression in the New Jerusalem. Any minister who preaches or teaches should carry out such a ministry. Paul had the authority to charge people not to teach differently from God's economy. 1 Timothy shows us that there was some leadership that charged people to teach the right thing.